Tonight's shir, Simin Peidalid, im mutter lekrois bamerchatz, if it's permitted to recite Kriyishma in a bathhouse. Tama Chazal, the Beis Akise was one room, Beis HaMerchatz was another place, they were independent of each other. Sif Aleph, Merchatz Chadosh Shlorochatzobo, you have a brand new bathhouse, never used, no one bathed there. Mutter lekrois boy. It is permitted to recite Kriyishma in that room. Ubi Yashan, but one that has been used, one is an already established bathhouse. The Bayis HaChitzon, in the outer room, Shakola Oimdim Sham Levushim, everyone there is dressed. Mutter, one can say Shema in that room as well. Ubi Emtsoi, in the middle room, Shekitsos Oimdim Sham Levushim, Ukitsos Arumim, some of the people standing there are dressed, and some of the people standing there are not dressed. Yesh Sham She'elas Shalom Avalo Kriyishma Utfila. In that room, one can inquire into the other's Shalom, but one should not say Shema or Shmona Esrei. The Ramah adds, Umutu Lahar Shalom B'Divrei Torah, and it is permitted to think in Divrei Torah in the middle room. Uba Penimi, but when you get to the innermost room, Shekulam Oyendim Sham Arum, that's where the bath is, everyone there is undressed. Afilu she'ela shalom asur. It's forbidden to even inquire to each other's shalom. And the Ramah concludes with asur la'anos amen beveis hamerchas. And one may not respond amen in the bathhouse as well. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. You have a merchatz chadash, a brand new merchatz, a brand new bathhouse. Shelo rachatzu, that was never used, perish. Afilu pamachad, not even one time. The rachatzu, because if it was used even once for a bath, too heavy, they can merchatz yoshon the cold enough. Now it has a halacha of an old merchatz for all halachas. Me'achat dehoyebo hazmona umaisa, since it was designated for that purpose and it was used for that purpose. Sifkatan beis mutu lekrois, it will be permitted to recite Shema in the new merchatz. Ve'afal gav the beis akise kaimel on the el besim pegimul sif beis the asur aide hazmona bi'alma. Didn't we just learn in the previous siman in sim pegimul that a brand new Beis Akise, never used, it is usher to recite Shema and Brachas in that new Beis Akise simply because it was designated, even though we learned, Hazman Alav Milsahi, we said it's still considered Maguna to say Brachas in a place that's designated as a bathroom. By Americans, we don't say that. Shani Beis Akise de Me'is Tefei. Beis Akise is worse, it is more mo'us, it is more disgusting, it is more degrading. And therefore, even a brand new Beis Akise, once it's designated Beis Akise, it's wrong to say brachas and shema there. But in America, we don't have that problem. Se'if katon gimel uketsas arumim. When you enter into the middle room of the merchatz, there are some people dressed and some people who are not. Yesh oimim, some say, Dafilu amachshav kulam levushim, even though right now at this moment everyone is dressed, Oshein shem adam klal, or right now there's no one there, but the person who wants to say Shema, Mikol makom, kiven da habayis miyuchod liyospo arum levushim ketzas. Nonetheless, this area is designated for people who are dressed and people who are not dressed. Din merchatz alav, it has a din of a merchatz, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch says that one should not say Shema or Davin. Even though at this moment, there's no one else there. Or at this moment, whoever's there is dressed, doesn't make a difference. The Yesh Mekilim is there. But others argue and are lenient in this situation. Uldivrehem, and according to them, Becheder Shadar Sham Habalon, in the room where the bath keeper, the one who runs the bathhouse, lives, Ubne Adam Odom Sham Gamkin Arum, and there are people there also without their clothes. Shari Loimer Divre Torah, the Kiddush Utfila Bein Sham Adam. If the place is empty, you can say Divrei Torah, you can say Kiddush, you can daven, because according to the Yesh Mekilim, as long as no one is currently undressed, it's not a problem in the middle room, and similarly in the room of the Balon, it wouldn't be a problem either. The Kozel in Bais Emtsoi, this is exclusively the halacha of the middle room. Al Bais HaPanimi, but once you get to the innermost chamber where everyone bathes, Shekulam Omdim Sham Arumim, Ve'orches and Sham, that's where everyone is undressed, that's where everyone bathes. Hu Mo'us Tefei, that is more disgusting, Ulekuli Alma Dina Kabeis HaKisei, everyone holds that room is like a beis hakisei, but also afilu ancient adam, and even if it's empty and no one is there, you cannot say a bracha and you cannot say shema. Vafilu hayse darko shel oisa merchas lichas barak bimosachama, even if it's a seasonal bathhouse and maybe they only use it in the summertime. In the winter, it's closed up. Maybe this isn't an insulated rule. So this is the summer bath. Nonetheless, it has all the dinim of merchatz even in the winter. It does not lose its name. It does not lose its status. It's like a basic kisei. But if you change the physical makeup of the building, you take out the ovens, you take out the heaters, anything similar, you convert it into a dwelling. You could put on your new house on the doorway a mezuzah, make a brach on it, and say shema and daven in that new room. The same is to a beis hakisei. So if you had a room of the house that was a beis hakisei, and you decided to remodel, and you pull out the toilet, and you redo it, and you put a new floor and a new wall, the whole it's new room, you're allowed to daven there. Once you're mishana it like that, then at that point you're allowed to daven, say brachas is not a pas. Not a beis hakisei anymore. A shinui maisa changed it. Sifkon dalet. In the middle room, you cannot say Kriya Shema or Shemona Esrei. Avalo v'chulo. V'chein kol ha-brachos v'divei Torah osu sham. Similarly, you can't say brachos or divei Torah in the middle room of the merchatz. U'mashma midivei ha-taz. It's implied from the words of the Taz. De'bidiyevet in Beirach Sham, that if bidiyevet someone did make a bracha in the middle room, eino chozer mevorech, he would not go back and repeat the bracha. V'chein b'Kriya Shema. Similarly, if he said Kriya Shema, ein chozer v'korei, he would not go back and say Shema again. Even if there was someone undressed in the middle room when he said Shema, thus he wasn't standing in front of him, he wasn't seeing the erva when he was saying Shema, or the person saying Shema turned his head and body away from the other fellow, because if not, then he would have to repeat it because he was saying Shema in the presence of Erva. But if the Erva is not an issue, the fact that he recited in the Beis Hamtzoi, that alone would not require him to repeat. Even though he's not supposed to, but he would not have to go back and do it again. Ule'inyin Beis HaTevila. Now about a mikveh. What about a Beis HaTevila for a mikveh? Masik HaTaz, the Taz concludes, Dekol Dino Kebais Emtzoi Shal Merchatz. We treat the Beis HaTevila of a mikveh like the middle room of the merchatz, not like the actual bathroom, the panimi where they bathe, but like the middle room. The ein levarach sham shum brach, and therefore we don't make brachas there in the Beis HaTevila. Rak birchas HaTevila, with the exception of the bracha on tevila, shehechrech yisham, that has to be made there. Kediyevid hi chashuva, that's like bediyevid, and therefore we're allowed to make that bracha in the Beis HaTevila. Now, when can the Mavarich make a bracha at the Beis HaTevila if he's not undressed? Nor can he be in front of people who are undressed when he makes the bracha. The Oz Asur Mitam Erva, because then you have the problem of you can't make a bracha in the presence of Erva, unless he turns his head and body away from the naked people. It's the exact same thing for a woman who makes a bracha in the Beis HaTevila. It's really preferable that the person should make the bracha in the water, not in a robe outside the water, but in the water. The ayin le'el b'simin ayin dal sif katan tezayin. If you look back at simin ayin dal sif katan tezayin, shekasev the tov sheta achrim b'ragleha shlo yevareh niyem b'mayim. That ideally, when a woman stands in the water of the mikveh, she should churn up the water with her feet so that her body is not seen through the water. V'hatam, why does he prefer the bracha to be said when you're standing in the water to standing out of the water with a robe? Because when you're in the water of a mikveh, it's more likely that it's less similar to the middle room of the merchatz. The middle room of the merchatz, you can't say brachas. So we're saying the Beis HaTevila is like the middle room of the merchatz, but you have to make the bracha anyway, you have no choice. So if you're in the water, it's less similar to the base emsa'i. Upashut, the gam sham tzvicha base abrocha lahachsa penev gufa min nashim harumos om the sham base tefila. It's obvious that when she makes the bracha in the water, she still has to turn her head and body away if there are other women standing there who are not wearing her clothes. Kedemuchach le'el b'simin ayin tesef beis. This is clear in simin ayin tesef beis, ayin sham. Vihine, the fidas hataz. According to the view of the taz, that we treat the beis hatfilo like the beis emsa'i. Af kesh ein sham adam arom, even if there's no one there undressed, ein levarach sham bracha cheres, he can't make any other brachas except for the bracha tefila. L'das ha-machmir le'el b'beis ha-mtsoi, like the view of those who are machmir in the beis ha-mtsoi in the middle room. Al me'a magen avram le'el b'simin memhei, mashma l'hokel b'zeh. But from the magen avram, back at simin memhei, it would imply that he was lenient. The ein ba zuama, because the beis ha-tfilah does not have the same degree of zuama, of scumminess or moisture or steam, as the merchatz. V'chein kasa b'bircha Yosef, and b'bircha Yosef writes this as well. But if you pour hot water into the mikveh, maybe there is steam, and it's more similar to the merchatz. But even so, even if you add hot water, you could definitely argue it doesn't match the level of steam and zoyama that you have at a merchatz. So the Taz wants to say the base of feels like the base of soy of a merchatz, is even less than the base of soy. And it could be, even if the water has hot water put in, it's not the same as a merchatz. V'hani mikvois ha'oimdim b'merchatz gufayhu. But what about the mikvah at the merchatz? B'merchatz v'adei osu levorach shem berchatz tevila. Once you're in the merchatz, you can't make a bracha on tevila. V'afilu b'mayim tzorchin, even in the water tzorchin if you make a bracha. The yesh loimer havel the merchatz nafesh u'mayim nami osu, because there's so much steam of the merchatz, even in the water of the mikvah, it would be awesome. So, when the base of tefillah is this independent place, we could say it's not the same as a merchatz. But if you have a merchatz, and right next to the merchatz is the base of tefillah, then the base of tefillah lost any ma'ila. Sivkan hey, lahaher sham. It is mutter to think devei Torah in the middle room of the merchatz. V'afilu neged anashim arumim, even if there are men undressed. They hear her neged erva in isra. There's no isra to think taira neged erva by erva. It's only to speak. Sifkan vav. Once you get to the panimi, to the middle room, then afilu she'ila shalom os. Then it's even osir to inquire of someone's shalom. Ki shalom hu shmor shel kodesh baruch hu, because the word shalom is Hashem's name. Shenamar, like it says, v'yikol Hashem shalom. Similarly, the same way you can't give shalom in the inner room of the bathhouse, you can't give shalom to someone in a street that's filthy with sewage in the gutter. The Kaldino Kibayis HaPanimi. It has the same halacha of the innermost room of the merchatz. The Adam Sheshmo Shalom, a person whose name is Shalom. Yesh oisim beis hamerchatz lekroso b'shmo. Some say you can't call him by his name in the merchatz. Ablashon laz, you're going to have to use some other language. V'yesh matir, and others disagree and say it's permitted. Kevin she'enu miskaven al inin hashalom el haskar shmo shel osodom. Because when he says the word shalom, he's not thinking anything but the person's name, and not Hashem's name. Ubedevei soifim halacha chamekel. By darbonas, we can go after the lenient view. V'chein ogen, that is the minig. The Yerushimayim Yeshul Lahacha, but people who are God-fearing will not do it. They'll be strict. Yan ki habim achronim oisim, because there are still many achronim who disagree and say it's not permitted. V'yiv lahamem, they'll swallow the mem. V'yom rak shalom, below mem. They won't pronounce the mem. Oh, shalom, benun, they'll use a nun instead of a mem. V'gam bi'igeres rishus, and in a personal letter, nachon shol lichtov shalom im vav. You shouldn't write the word shalom out with a vav. Rak shalem, write it without a vav. Shemotzu lizok bashposel, because it often ends up in the garbage, and you don't want Hashem's name put in the garbage. The others will write Shin Lamed Vav with an apostrophe to shrink the name, and therefore you don't put the mem at all. Sifkan Zayin, la'anos amen, to answer amen. The Amor says it's also to answer amen in Berach Beis Hamerchatz. So how's it nageya to answer amen in Beis Hamerchatz? You can't make a bracha in Beis Hamerchatz. So Mishnah Berurah explains la'anos amen. Al echad she'amar b'chutz, someone who's out of the merchatz and said the bracha loud enough that you hear it in the merchatz. Oh, the eza bayis, or in another room, shum bracha, they make a bracha and you hear it. V'nir dahainu davka bayis hapnimi. This is an issue when you are in the innermost room of the merchatz. Duk beis akis, it's like a beis akis, you should not answer amen. Al bayis and sa'i, but in the middle room, even though we said not to say brachas there, shari lanos, one could answer amen there. Gam im shorlo odem dvar halacha b'bayis hapnimi. Let's say someone's in the innermost room of the merchatz and he's asked the dvar halacha. Also, loimelo, he can't respond. We don't answer shailas in Amerchatz because that's a halacha. You can't say halacha Amerchatz. If someone gives him shalom aleichem in Amerchatz, you shouldn't have. Also, loimelo, you can't tell him back. Or don't give shalom in the Amerchatz. Avlo rashoy lo because he could just say Amerchatz who? Like no, it's a bathhouse. That you can say. You're not saying a halacha. You're just saying it's a Amerchatz. The zelo havia filu here. That's not even here, but the veter. Al b'baisem sa'i. Now, if you're in the middle room of the merchatz, mutar lomali, you can tell him, ein mishim merchatz. We don't answer in a merchatz. The yesh machmirin gab b'baisem sa'i is a somewhat strict even in the middle room. Rakim yesh po mishum darche shalom. But if it's a matter of shalom, mutar lomali loshen zay, you can say that language of ein mishim merchatz. Ein lishdois b'baisem merchatz. When someone is in the bathhouse, you shouldn't drink. Kelo osel avarchem. You can't make a bracha. Ubli bracha ein lishtos. Without a bracha, you can't drink. Umi shavoyts lishtos. If someone wants to drink, maasik b'fi megadim. P'fi megadim concludes sheivarech b'bayis achitzon. He should make the bracha in the first room when you come in, when you're allowed to make brachas. Or b'chad habalon, or in the room of the keeper of the bathhouse. B'shar she'ein sham b'nei adam arumen, when there's no one there undressed. Oh, or another possibility, sheikanes beis atfila b'mayim adamal meir vaso. He goes into the Beis HaTefillah, not the Merchatz, Beis HaTefillah, in the water, above the waist. Gamichase Rosho, put a yarmulke, something on his head. V'yivarech, he can make the bracha there. V'yishtasham at, to drink a little bit. Amen al-sishtos Merchatz, and he has in mind to continue to drink when he goes over to the Merchatz. V'hu she'yisham hachadon b'vayis echad. That assumes they're all separate rooms in the same building, toch Beis HaMerchatz, in the Merchatz building. Halavarech chutz le'merchatz klal also, but to make the bracha out of the Merchatz, to drink in the merchatz, that doesn't work. Upshita levarach lishtos klalak merchatz, and it's poshut to make the bracha and not drink except in the merchatz. Bevadai also the hafsi bracha lishtia. You can't make a hafsi in the bracha and drinking. I think the first case was he makes the bracha out of the merchatz and he drinks. Then he wants to go in and continue drinking. The problem with that is it's shinim malkum. He lost the bracha. The second case is fine. I'll make the bracha out of the merchatz and I won't drink. I'll only drink when I'm in the merchatz. That doesn't work either, because that's a hefsek. Look back in the end of Siman Samech Beis, in the Mishnah Berurah and Be'alocha. Mezuzah b'merchatz. A mezuzah in a bathhouse. B'bayis ha'pinimi u'be'emsoi patur. Clearly, the innermost room and the middle room, you don't put on a mezuzah. V'odin merchatz sheyesh lefaneh chotzer, or if you have a merchatz, and in front of it is a yard. And in the yard, people will stand without their clothes. Partugamkin doesn't need a mezuzah there either. Vidiris habalan, as far as the room where the bathhouse keeper lives, chayeves b'mezuzah, that room needs a mezuzah. Duchedugam, it's a full-fledged room. He lives there. Ach b'nei shemotzi shom b'nei adam arumim, but since people will walk in there without any clothes, serach lechasos ha-mezuzah. The mezuzah should be covered. Molz hoiz, sh'oisim menu lefamim merchatz. You have this malt house, a malt house, where once, twice a year they may use it for a bathhouse. Oh, Liederhuis, a place where it's a refinery. They, mashma, maybe they distill schnapps, the notes on the bottom say. These places, chai mezuzah, they need a mezuzah. V'yesh, some say, v'yesh l'chassas a mezuzah, you should cover the mezuzah. V'chein mut l'spal b'soch, and you could daven in these buildings also. If you have a building, it's filled with baths for bathing. The Achronim seem to say it should be the same as the innermost room of a merchatz. There's a lot of steam and zoyama in that location.